just right, and the radio.
Well, I was having a conversation with Murray Wood this morning, and he was telling me about a dinner he put together with a nice dry rub earlier this week. It wasn't a steak. It wasn't chicken. It was pork chops, which was out of the usual, apparently, for the Wood family. And why might that be? Well, you might have an idea. We've seen chicken prices come up lately. This has been the long been the go-to to affordable protein, the thing that many of us reach for when beef gets too expensive or our family doctor tells us to lighten up on the red meat. But if you've been to the grocery store lately, you've probably noticed the chicken ain't cheap. Prices are up. Supply is tight, and it seems as though there's no relief in sight. Mike Van Massau is a food economics professor at the University of Guelph, and he joins us now to walk us through all things chicken. Mike, welcome to Saskatchewan.
Well, thanks for having me.
You were just telling me off air that you are Manitoban, so we've agreed to not talk football, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
We'll leave it there.
Okay. All right. So, Mike, what is going on with chicken? How much more are Canadians paying for chicken right now compared to last year at this time?
Well, we've seen an increase in the price of chicken in the range of 4% over the last year. You know, it's a bit of a two-edged reason. The first is we're eating more chicken. We like protein. Protein is cool. While other proteins have gone up a lot in price and we're still eating them, we are eating more chicken. And on the supply side, it's taken a while for us to respond. And part of that is an input story. We get about 20% of our broiler chicks from the U.S., and they have been in tight supply, partly because of avian influenza.
Right.
Another AI term.
But
because there's fewer chicks, that fewer chickens, and that means less chicken available for us. So at a time when demand is up, supply is down, and that means prices go up.
Okay, so let's talk about supply management. Canada has supply management for chicken, a system where production is controlled to match demand. Why is it not working in this case?
Well, it's not working not because of the way we're allocating quota. It's not working because we have a shortage of chicks. So if a farmer is allowed to produce X amount of chicken and he gets 10% fewer chicks, he can't produce all those X amount of chickens. So this isn't necessarily a supply management problem. It is a chick supply problem. So the industry is attempting to respond to growth, and we've seen growth in quota over the last number of years, but both quantity and quality of chicks have meant that we've gotten less chicken to market weight. So this is more of a supply chain problem than a chick quality problem than it is a supply management problem.
All right, if you're just joining us, I'm talking chicken prices, and they seem to be up with Mike Van Massau, who is food economics professor at the University of Guelph. Excuse me, Mike Van Massau. So we've got this so-called protein trifecta, Mike, beef, chicken, and pork. How do the prices of one impact the prices of the others?
Well, as prices go up, demand changes. And so we know that pork prices have gone up a bunch. And beef prices have gone up a bunch, and that sort of pulled demand to some of the other protein products. Just like you said, your friend cooked pork chops earlier in the week, and so we see as prices go up, we do some substitution. We also see within category substitution. So if we look at last month, we saw chicken prices up a little bit. But that was largely driven by a significant increase in chicken thigh prices. And actually, we saw a decrease in chicken breast prices. Now, every chicken we have has two breasts and two thighs. And so we have this relative demand change. People trade down. Thighs have traditionally been cheaper. And because the demand has gone up for those, the price goes up for those, and demand has gone down for breasts. We've seen the price go down. And we saw the same thing in the beef industry. Over the last year, we saw the price of ground beef go up more than the premium cuts because people switched more to ground beef. Now, We saw that reversed a little bit this summer because we like to put steaks on the barbecue. So the relative demand for steaks has gone up and ground beef has gone down. So steak prices have gone up more than other beef.
Isn't that interesting? You know, when I send my husband to the grocery store and we have chicken on our list, I always make a little note there for him, like breast or thighs, whichever is on sale or whichever is cheaper this week. So that's a really interesting explanation. Okay, so we're in Saskatchewan, Mike. We grow and raise a lot of what Canada eats. Are we feeling this differently here than other parts of the country?
From a grocery perspective, I would say there are some regional differences, but largely we're all feeling the same thing. Beef prices are up. Fresh vegetable prices were up over the winter because of Canadian dollar and because of some production issues. So we're feeling it at the grocery store kind of universally. If you're a Saskatchewan beef producer, prices are up because of lower supply. So things are good. We've also seen pork prices go up. And so from a producer perspective, some of these higher prices and higher demand is a good thing, but I think pretty much universally we're feeling it at the grocery store.
We've just got a minute left, Mike. When do chicken prices come down? What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to take a while to catch up, right? You don't just snap your fingers and produce more chicks. You have to have breeders that are chicks themselves and then grow and start laying eggs. But I think, because of the life cycle of chickens is relatively short as compared to beef, we should start seeing some recovery within, 6 months or a year.
All right. Husband, if you're listening to this, pork chops on the barbecue this weekend. And after we buy a lot of those, then maybe we'll get some cheaper chicken thighs or some chicken breasts. Mike Von Massow, food economics professor at the University of Guelph. Thanks for helping us understand what is going on at the grocery store, Mike. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend, too.
Thank you. All right, folks, coming up after the show, after the break here, Bugs and Hugs, 1-877-332-8255 with all your Bugs and Hugs on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.